One of the more worrisome, albeit uncommon, concerns for patients with Sjögren syndrome is that they can have a form of a cancer that affects the lymphoid tissue, and that's called a lymphoma. Lymphomas can occur in patients with Sjögren's. How do you screen for lymphomas? What do you tell patients? And then when they come to see you, when do you start worrying about whether a lymphoma is present, and then the next steps?
Well, first, I want to say that the incidence of lymphoma in patients with Sjögren syndrome is actually pretty low. So probably 5% or less of patients with Sjögren syndrome will ever develop a lymphoma. So the vast majority of patients will never have to worry about this. If you're going to get a lymphoma, it usually occurs, you know, more than 6 or 7 or 8 years after the diagnosis. So it's a late finding. And when I evaluate patients, I'm looking for swollen lymph glands or new fevers or other clues that might tell us that a lymphoma may be occurring. We know that patients who have persistent enlargement of their parotid glands are at particular risk, and so we look for that all the time and risk stratify our patients. And there are some blood tests that might help us to predict which patients are at higher risk. But as I mentioned, the risk is actually pretty low.
Dr. Jonas, where are the parotid glands? Can you describe it for patients where they should be feeling?
Yeah, so a parotid gland is right in front of the ear, sort of on the jawline. So you may know the parotid glands when you had the mumps as a kid, so-called chipmunk cheeks. So they're right in front of the ear and just on the jawline.
And that's the gland that is involved in Sjögren syndrome.
That's true.
If a patient's looking for more information or trying to research Sjögren syndrome, where should they look?
So there are a couple of places to look. The American College of Rheumatology, www.rheumatology.org. The Arthritis Foundation, www.arthritis.org. And there's also a Sjögren Syndrome Foundation, which is also has excellent information on the web.